Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Georgia's voting map gets more scrutiny after a recent Supreme Court decision. Lumpkin County law enforcement continue their search for the individual who destroyed a Flock camera, and Douglas County officials are holding an informational meeting concerning data centers in general.
I'm only trying to encourage us to be more educated as to what they bring to the table.
Today is Wednesday, August 26th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The 11th Circuit Appeals Court is sending the challenge to Georgia's struck-down 2021 voting maps back to a lower court. This comes after a Supreme Court ruling earlier this year, as GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
The court's decision will allow a lower court to hear the challenge to Georgia's 2021 voting maps again and argue using a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that gutted the Voting Rights Act. The act's racial protections were the primary reason a judge ordered the maps redrawn. Valdosta State political science professor Bernard Tamah explains that while the 2023 maps were gerrymandered,
the states were at least forced to draw in districts that would benefit minority voters. They was limited, and they could use it to some degree for their advantage, but they were limited. Those limits are gone.
Georgia's 2023 maps, drawn after the 2021 maps were thrown out, included a clause that allows the state to revert to the 2021 maps if a court rules in the state's favor. Any changes to the map would not take effect until 2028. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
The chair of the Georgia Senate's Committee on Public Safety is calling for balanced oversight when it comes to automatic license plate reader cameras. GPB's Amanda Andrews has more.
Senator John Albers is working with law enforcement associations to address officers who are violating privacy laws by accessing Flock camera data for personal reasons. He's calling for safeguards on the technology, consistent audits, and tighter access protocols. Albers says there are good and bad things about Flock cameras.
People made mistakes and misuse something, and it also can be an invaluable crime-fighting tool. So we're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We're going to make sure we solve the problem, and we work together to keep the public safe, make sure there's confidence and transparency in the process, and we move forward together.
The task force will share its recommendations ahead of the next legislative session in January 2027. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
The sheriff of Northeast Georgia's Lumpkin County says he has no leads 1 week after offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible for the destruction of one of the county's Flock cameras. Sheriff Stacy Girard says the camera was positioned outside Yahula Creek Park to alert the county to the presence of registered sex offenders. Girard posted a video to Facebook speaking directly to those responsible.
So I hope you're happy for yourself that what you've done is put our park where it's possible sex offenders can come in and out of the area that this one was placed. We will be placing another one there.
Girard says the replacement camera will also be able to capture video of anyone who tampers with it. Other Flock cameras around the country also have been vandalized, including in the southwest Georgia city of Albany. Critics of the cameras say they represent an invasion of privacy and are vulnerable to misuse by law enforcement. Officials in Douglas County, west of Atlanta, are hosting an informational meeting tonight on data centers. Representatives from Georgia Power, Greystone Power, Douglas County Schools, and the Local Development Authority will be on hand to answer citizens' questions. Douglas County is already home to several data centers, including one owned by Google. Douglas County Commissioner Henry Mitchell III says this meeting does not concern any particular current or future data center.
I am not promoting, encouraging, or wanting to see any more data centers. That will be the determination of my board, meaning the Board of Commissioners. We've already turned down one. We've also accepted many others. I'm only trying to encourage us to be more educated as to what they bring to the table.
Tonight's meeting begins at 6 o'clock at the Douglas County Courthouse. Republican Senate candidate Mike Collins says speeding up the permitting procedures, especially when it comes to roads, is a priority for him. He spoke yesterday at an asphalt plant in Norcross as part of a push of his broader infrastructure policy.
So you think about that. If we make the federal government more efficient, more productive, and speed up their job and issue the permits within 18 months, look at the savings that you would have from a standpoint of how much it costs per mile.
Legislation aimed at speeding up the permitting process and walking back some environmental regulations already passed the U.S. House and is now in the Senate. Democrat Senator John Ossoff, who is running for re-election, announced this week $4 million in federal funding for upgrades to the Savannah Airport. Everton Blair will represent Georgia's 13th congressional district until the end of the current term. Blair, a former school board chair, will fill the rest of the late Congressman David Scott's term, which ends in early January. He defeated Marcy Scott, Scott's daughter, in a runoff election. The 13th district has been without congressional representation since Scott's death in April. The Georgia Council on Economic Education today announced its support of the Advanced Placement Business with Personal Finance course. The council is calling on Georgia education leaders to promote and adopt it as an option to provide high-quality financial literacy education. Executive Director of the Council, Mike Raymer, says the AP course delivers, with college-level rigor, knowledge that will help students navigate life successfully. The full-year course requires students to demonstrate mastery through coursework and an AP exam. In sports, the Braves face the Dodgers at Truist Park tonight. The Braves beat the Dodgers last night 4-3. Ozzie Albies singled in the go-ahead run with two outs in the eighth inning, and Raisel Iglesias presided over a nail-biter of a ninth inning in which Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers reached third with no outs on a drop fly ball to left field. The Dodgers left him stranded, and with the Phillies' loss, the Braves are now 4.5 games up in first place in the NL East. A.J. Smith-Shawver is scheduled to start tonight for the Braves against Roki Sasaki of the Dodgers. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you come back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check gpb.org/news for updates. Your feedback is always welcome. You can send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.